This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Mark Edge, Free Talk Live, coming to you from Freedom Fest. Managed to grab Chris Roofer from the Foundation for Harmony and Prosperity. I like the philosophy you have. It seems to me that that you're trying to spread something here that's going to really catch fire in people's hearts.
Well, I hope so. Bottom line is, we call ourselves a libertarian group as a party principle, but I think that the features that are identified today is that the quote principles of libertarianism are basically features of libertarianism. So I've identified what I think to be more fundamental than that. So a fundamental principle of how humans should relate.
I'd like to hear those principles. I like the non-aggression principle as an idea, but I feel it's a foundation, not a place to... It's not complete.
I look at it principles in two forms. So one is principles which you and I would use and everybody uses in their lives. We make decisions on what those are going to be. And it could be I'm going to eat breakfast every morning. That's going to be part of my health program. It could be that I'm going to drive white cars because they're the safest. Because I'm going to return phone calls and my mail. I'm going to be responsible on those lines. Those are principles which you personally identify that you're going to use. They're foundational statements which you use to live our lives. And they're great. But there's another term or concept on how you can use the term principle in the form of like gravity. So you got natural world out there, and there's things there that we can't change. So versus principles that we can identify and state that these are ours, they are changeable. But you can identify a principle in nature, in a person, obviously in the principle of, a human nature, like gravity or the way chemicals react versus temperature, etc. We can't change those. We can't pass a law in the city council to say, well, this weekend we're going to have a fair and so there should be no rain.
Right, that's a natural law, basically, or something to that effect. It's a natural order.
Yeah, it's a natural law. So I've looked at a few things, the three basic things about human nature, and pieced those together to what I consider a principle, which is pretty recognizable. But the ramifications of it, I think, are more radical, but interesting.
So what are those principles, and what are the ramifications, the radical ramifications? I'm curious.
Number one, it starts with three what I call axioms. So the first one is I believe people, their fundamental mission in life is to be happy. Now call it fulfillment, call it well-being. Live a life of well-being, but it's principally, I just say happiness as a term. It's not a giddy kind of thing, but a lifelong feeling of satisfaction. That's what people want.
I 100% agree. The focus of Free Talk Live for 20 years has been liberty, but I'm coming to the conclusion that you must pursue happiness at the same time. We're only here for a short period of time, and if you're not happy, then what?
Well, it's all about happiness. What are we here for? What are we doing? Why do we have bacon and a versus toast at breakfast, or why do we have cereal versus eggs? We do every single thing in our lives, what glasses we choose, what clothes we wear, to bring us a little bit more happiness. At least our drive is to do that. Always doesn't end up that way, but our drive is to be happy. I think it's universal among human beings and even sentient animals and whatnot. So the next axiom to drive a principle, now you get into social philosophy, basically what principles can we use, what characteristics of humanity can we identify that a affect each other, that will affect our happiness. So two things. So you've got what can one person do vis-a-vis another person? So one thing you can do to another person is physically harm them. I mean, physically touch them, right, in a way that you intend to harm them. So then I'll ask, well, does that increase your happiness or does it decrease happiness? Most people, sometimes after a while, but they'll recognize that, yeah, that decreases my happiness, no question. And then the question is, all every time? And you have to resolve, basically, most virtually everybody resolves it, yes, every time. Can you imagine a moment where somebody aggressed against you and they physically harmed you where you'd be happier? And people will say no. So I think that's a universal action and reaction. Action is you physically harm someone, they are less happy. That's axiom two.
So also, you're less happy when you harm somebody because the consequences in modern society of using violence adult on adult is not going to be real good for you as the aggressor.
Now, I think that's true. People don't really want to harm other people, and they feel good when they help other people. But the real point is the physical action of harming and what the reaction is relative to what humans want, which is happiness. So the third axiom is along the same lines, but relative to property. So people, your property is stolen, Well, are you happier or less happy? People are less happy when their property is stolen. So then the question, well, how can you give me an example of when you are happier when somebody's stolen? Well, then, well, my daughter says, well, there's this junk in the garage that I really didn't want, but they stole it, so I was happier. Well, come on, that really wasn't your property to speak of, in a sense, but I think people know what I mean. So that's the third axiom.
I think it'd be rare that one is robbed, burglarized, stolen from, or whatever the terminology is, and then they're going to be happy. But I get it. There are some things in my life that probably should just go.
So the definition of property, we can argue all over the place to some degree, but stuff you really don't want is probably not what you really consider your property. But anyway, so you have these three characteristics of three things we can observe in humanity, and they're really ingrained in us biologically, if you want to get that deep to it. So we want to be happy from a social relationship, other people. We decrease their happiness if we physically harm them. We decrease their happiness if we steal their property. The point is, it's a principle, and it's a principle of human nature, and you can't change it. So this principle works every single time. It's like gravity, you can't change it. So once you can get and understand what I mean by principle, in the sense that when you can identify something that's hardcore, it's hardwired in nature, you can't change it.
Yeah, I think that's true. You cannot change that. So what is the foundation for harmony and prosperity doing to bring this revelation of yours forward? I think you're accurate. Libertarians have been doing a lot in the sphere of politics, and that this is something one can implement in their life. You can be happier now.
Yeah, I think it pertains to your personal life in one way. But the radical part about it, and what it shows, I believe it as a principle that's really founded in nature, is that when you look then at, and that's a social philosophy, it's how we should work together. And that's how we do work together. Everybody has those principles in their personal life, or they wouldn't have friends if you go around harming other people. So we have to live by those principles. The difference now is you get to this concept of government and coercion, and ask yourself, what law that government passes is not backed up with a gun? Or the threat of it? Well, it's hard to think of any. So when you recognize that the concept of government is the use of force to get things from other people or to get people to do things we want them to do, when you can equate that carefully, and one can clearly, well, how much government do we want? You want zero, back to the zero. You want zero coercion in your life. So it just resolves that we shouldn't be having government. We should be relying on ourselves. So the philosophy of human respect, which the foundation promotes.
So what's the foundation doing to advance prosperity in that way? Like, are you working? I just don't know. What are you working with? How are you making it happen?
It's probably me constraining things. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so I do the writing. It's advancing things for whatever we can. So we're coming up with things. We're young. So we got a crew of great folks that are working on these things at a booth here at Freedom Fest. So it's a start. So it's advancing philosophy. So how do you communicate? So it's communicating through different ways that we can think we can communicate. So whether that's through social media or visits and visits with people one-on-one, it's whatever we can do to communicate the philosophy as other people communicate the philosophy.
So I remember, it's probably been 5 years now, kind of swept through my little corner of the libertarian universe was something called nonviolent communication. And I think that this is kind of something similar in so much as it's a education organization to teach people how to communicate with other people, how to interact with other people. And it was really exciting there for a little while. I felt like nonviolent communication was made by somebody who perhaps didn't entirely share my belief system, but you do.
I mean, there's ramifications of this that are more than just there really shouldn't be others' government. So it's a governance system that you have the opportunity to do what you want in life, but you're constrained by these morals of not using physical force and stealing property. So it's a governance system. I mean, how do birds and squirrels live out there without government? They seem to do quite well. It's just amazing, and it's just silly. I remember just growing up, and a lot of boys in my neighborhood, I had zero girls, but, mom gets, get out of the house, and we find each other, kids, and we play basketball or ride around together and play games and whatnot. totally organized by 10-year-olds. So we really don't need much supervision here in our lives, and people live their lives very well on their own if they take personal responsibility for them, and I think that would advance our society quite well.
Chris Ruffer, Foundation for Harmony and Prosperity. How can people find out more?
We got a website, and it's harmonyprosperity.org. But there's not a lot on there. We're figuring out how to do things. We also, with us, we co-work with the Advocates for Self-Government.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Mark Edge here at Freedom Fest for Free Talk Live. I've got Kerry Baldwin with me from the Libertarian Christian Institute. Kerry, I've seen the Libertarian Christian Institute here at the event. Looks like you guys have a lot of people at your booth. And I'm curious, what are you doing?
So we are here because we are Christians who are libertarian, and we believe that libertarianism is the best expression of Christian political thought, and we're here to make that case both to Christians and non-Christians alike. There's often a question of whether Christianity and libertarianism is even compatible. We believe it absolutely is, and we're here to share that with people.
I've had this experience being in the movement for 20 years. I can say that there are plenty of Christians that I've met, and they're great Christians, and they're working hard to do that sort of thing. At the same time, there's a no gods, no king kind of idea that seems to permeate libertarianism. And to me, I just they're separate things. I mean, obviously, it seems clear to me that a creator created us to wish to have freedom, and that one can only rule through, you know, just means. I'm curious where you guys stand and what your foundational literature's like.
Yeah, well, we hold to the principle of self-ownership. When we talk about that in terms of our Christian faith, we call it a self-stewardship, that God gave us that stewardship over our own bodies. That's not something that anybody else has any control over. So in relation to others, we own ourselves. In relation to God, we are stewards of ourselves. And this is all basic, founded in Scripture. You know, even basic laws like thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not steal, these are all aligned with the non-aggression principle, and we think is compatible with libertarian philosophy.
So in his book, The Kingdom of God is Within You, Tolstoy seemed to be what he was trying to say is how can this man rule me when God is my sovereign, when, you know, Jesus is my sovereign, or whatever, you know, however he chooses his rulership, how can this other person rule me? And that seemed to be fundamental to what he was looking for. He pointed out the evidence that God was in fact his sovereign, and that the rest of this person didn't care, and then therefore this person must have been sent by the devil, and it was a whole fascinating diatribe. It wasn't really stuck together nearly as well as War and Peace was, but I liked it.
One of the fundamental chapters in the book of Romans is Romans 13, that talks about our relationship to civil governance. This is probably one of the most twisted passages by Christians, especially American evangelicals, who use it to sort of baptize whatever the state is doing. It's convenient to do that when their guy is in power. We hold that Romans 13 is actually a prescriptive view. In other words, it's prescribing what good civil governance looks like. It's not describing what the state is doing. And so we're able to draw distinctions between what good civil governance is and what bad civil governance is. So we would hold that God ordains good civil governance, and, you know, that's to punish those who violate rights, but that it doesn't mean that whatever the state says, whatever the state claims authority over, that they have a legitimate authority to claim that.
Romans is one of those things that people trot out over this. I'm not a big fan of Paul, and if you want to go into Chaim Maccabee's books on this, I'm fine. But nonetheless, Jesus clearly said, render under Caesar what is Caesar's. And the question I have regarding this, right, is so Benjamin Franklin sits on a $100 bill. And if Benjamin Franklin's dead, he doesn't own that $100 bill that I owned. Right? He doesn't. You've got a $100 bill. I presume you've touched one at least. And it wasn't Benjamin Franklin's. It was yours, presumably, for the whomever's it was at the time that you had it in your hands. And, you know, it's not like Jesus didn't spend a certain amount of time saying kind of cryptic sayings. And so I do think you should render under Caesar, whomever Caesar might be in this circumstance, what is Caesar's. And you should render under the liars and thieves in Washington, D.C., what's theirs. Absolutely give it to them, whatever it is that's theirs. But it isn't my money that I earned.
Well, here's the thing. So that whole phrase is render to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's, and to owe no one anything. So really what this means is you owe the state nothing. Don't participate in the state, and you owe them nothing in the eyes of God. As far as you know, rendering unto God what is God's. Well, that's everything. That's my life. And he sets us free. Christian liberty, freedom of conscience, those are all concepts that are at the heart of Christian doctrine, and those do not belong to the state.
I imagine you get a certain amount of pushback. It seems like in the liberty movement, you know, atheists' favorite thing to do is to chit-chat about somebody else's religion. You know, to me, I find it boring, to go into the very, very minutia, but I know that that's their favorite thing. Do you try to make, alliances with them in so much as, hey, we're both against, you know, bad governance here, or do you try, you're trying to make a home for people who, you know, believe in religion? I'm just kind of curious, how do you find yourself in this, libertarians love to debate.
I think we are free to debate religion, of course, but I like Frederick Douglass's view that we'll work with anybody who wants to be free, and we want atheists to be free as much as we want Christians and Muslims and any other religion to be free. Religious freedom was founded in the Protestant Reformation, and it's at the very heart of Christianity. We want that freedom for atheists just as much as anybody else, just as much as for ourselves, because it doesn't make sense to coerce anybody into a religious belief. That has proven in history to be a really bad idea. So we will work with atheists towards a free society, and we hope as we go along that maybe we can help change their hearts towards Christ as well.
When it comes to, obviously you have the organization. What is it that you're doing as far as reaching out to? What are you doing as an organization?
We have articles on our website, libertarianchristians.com. We've got three podcasts, the Libertarian Christian Podcast, the Faith Seeking Freedom Podcast, and then the Libertarian Christian Roundtable, which is more of a, you know, current events kind of commentary. We have our book, Faith Seeking Freedom, Libertarian Christian Answers to Tough Questions. And that's basically 101 tough questions that we get asked as Christian libertarians with short form, you know, less than 200 word answers, addressing everything from what does the Bible say about civil governance to taxation, environmentalism, abortion, prostitution, the whole gamut. So those are the things that we're doing right now. We've got some projects in the future. That's it.
So there's no shortage of libertarian Christian organization. The Axton Institute comes to my mind, these sorts of things. Is it, it draws to mind the Monty Python skit where it's like, we hate the Roman government, but boy, what we really hate is the Israeli Freedom Defense Fund, because we're the fund to defend freedom, or whatever it is, the old joke. It's a great bit, by the way.
We hold to a non-interventionist foreign policy. We don't believe in giving foreign aid to anybody, Israel included. That's not an issue. We do see the Acton Institute as an ally with, you know, similar to our own mission.
Very good. Tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Yes, absolutely. All of our stuff can be found at libertarianchristians.com, and you can find our podcast on any podcatcher. It's Libertarian Christian Podcast.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Department of Justice has filed a motion to unseal the search warrant of former President Donald Trump's home. The former president's home in Palm Beach, Florida, was raided earlier this week by FBI agents over possible classified documents that were taken from the White House when he left office. Garland also saying,
I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. The department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken.
Police just outside of Cincinnati, Ohio, have killed a man after he attempted to breach an FBI office and ran into a rural area. This is USA Radio News. Your eyes aren't playing tricks on you. When you go to the store, you're continuing to see high prices.
The Producer Price Index program measures prices for everyday necessities. It remains at a multi-decade high. The Labor Department reported Thursday that its PPI is nearly 10% in July from the previous year. Wells Fargo, Paul Christopher on Fox Business.
We think that keeps the Fed in play going forward, and it's going to keep households really losing purchasing power. So, yeah, we think there will be a recession ultimately, probably a little bit later this year.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At least 39 people have died from the flooding in eastern Kentucky. That's according to a tweet from Governor Andy Beshear. The news comes after it was revealed that the Commonwealth is finally out of the emergency phase of its flooding response. The Dow gained 27 points on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Mark Edge here at Freedom Fest. I have with me Luke Livingston from Innovation Race, which is a movie that's here at the Anthem Film Festival. And, so I know you guys have been involved with the film festival for some time. Tell me about your involvement first.
We've been producing conservative and libertarian-themed films for, I've been doing it since the beginning of the Tea Party movement. But here at Anthem, our first entry was Invalidated, which is a prequel to Innovation Race, which is the film we're screening here now. Invalidated was the story of an inventor who had his property infringed upon by another company and had his IP stolen despite the fact he had a patent. And his patent didn't provide him any protection. Remember, you know those water balloons? When you go to Walmart, they have like 50 water balloons you put in the end of a hose and you fill them up.
Those things look so exciting to me. I know that my son had some when he was little for a brief period of time, but yeah, I mean, they're so neat.
Yeah, it's called Bunch of Balloons. Well, he invented this thing and put it on Kickstarter, and it made $1 million in like 2 days. And someone ordered one from Kickstarter, painted it a different color, and started selling it and putting it on TV. So, and even though it was his idea, was patented. So it's his personal journey to save his invention. And it takes him to Washington, D.C., where he learns that the laws had been changed to weaken the rights of inventors so that big tech can poach content and use predatory infringement of ideas to get to market fast with their tech ideas. So that's what that film talked about. It's a heart-wrenching story. But during that film, we realized, wow, there's a national security implication to the weakening of our patent system. What does it mean if our intellectual property rights here in America are being corrupted and weakened by the big guys? You know, keeping the little guy, keeping the ladder down for the little guy, or keeping it up for the little guy so he can't climb up. What does that mean for us? So that's what innovation race is about. We still talk about the patent system and problems there, but we talk, well, hey, what does that mean for America's security? America's future of being an innovative leader. You know, China's threatening our position as an innovative leader.
How are they doing that?
Well, they're working on ways to help weaken our patent system, and big tech is letting them get away with it.
Why are they letting us get away with it? If big tech has the control over the intellectual property, and so that the little guy doesn't have control anymore, why are they doing it?
Well, if you by weakening our intellectual property system, all right, and China is at the same time seeing what worked for us for over 240 years.
If they're reverse engineering things, I mean, it's pretty obvious what they're doing. They're the ones who build it.
Right. Well, let me just get to this. Okay, it's basically China is moving from infringement and stealing ideas and copying ideas to innovation and owning the ideas that they're manufacturing. They want to control and governance of intellectual property law in America. All right. So if we are allowing big tech to weaken our patent system and make it hard for the little guy to the point where people are just hiding their ideas as trade secrets rather than publishing them where we can build upon innovation, right? China's seeing that and going, whoa, they're weakening their patent system. But what worked? Let's take what worked, and they started doing that years ago, and they're building a strong IP system in China. So we're finding inventors moving from the U.S. and abandoning our patent system and going there to patent in China.
So this is happening now?
Yes.
That is a fascinating stuff.
Yeah. So, as a matter of fact, in the film we reveal that in 2019, China had more patents in the world than America for the first time. America was always number one. But since legislation was passed in 2010 to weaken our patent system, China's been able to take advantage of our weakening position to get more patents. And a lot of those patents are actually American patents. They're filed in China. American inventors.
So there are American inventors that are going to China for whatever reason to use their patent system, and you know somehow the United States is losing its position as the global clearinghouse for patents and intellectual property.
Right, because our patent system is in our Constitution. It's in Article 1, Section 8. It's not in the Bill of Rights. It's before that. The first time the word right, R-I-G-H-T, is mentioned in the Constitution is protecting the right of inventors. Okay? So, you know, it's important that we focus on this because it's what made America great and it's what provides the American dream.
So how can people go see, is it Innovation Race and, what was it? InnovationRaceMovie.com. It is premiering here, or being shown here at the Anthem Film Festival at 8 p.m. on July the 13th. But I think you can go online and see it.
Well, you'll be able to see the trailer at that website. InnovationRaceMovie.com. We're just announcing the film here. You know, we're just right now. It's like our official rollout. We have a big premiere in the fall. The film will be available in the fall, either online or in theaters.
So, what about the prequel? What's that called, and where can people see that?
The prequel is called Invalidated. And Invalidated is available on Amazon Prime. So, if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch it for free.
So let me ask you about that. You're the only person I know that has managed to get a movie on Amazon Prime. I can't say I travel in the movie circles. So what was that like? What was it like, going through that morass of bureaucracy and getting your movie, played there?
Well, Amazon, when we placed Invalidated, Amazon had not yet made it hard for independent filmmakers, but now they've made it a lot harder. And so it's you have to go through different brokers, aggregators, people who have the Rolodex and know who to have access and are trusted sources. So just like distributors, you have to go to somebody who Amazon trusts to place a slate of properties on Amazon Prime Video. So
Yeah. So, is it paid on Amazon or is it free on Amazon? How do you get paid, I guess, is what my question is.
Yeah, we get pennies per view, you know, but the distributor gets a cut too. But basically, it's free. If you have Amazon Prime, you can watch it for free. It's called Invalidated. It's really, it's only 50 minutes. It's a great story.
And so you get a few pennies per view. Are you, I mean, what's your experience? Are millions of people watching it? Or is it you're making a whole bunch of movies and hoping that you get pennies on a whole bunch of views? How's that work?
Yeah, I mean, Amazon cuts checks to the distributor on a regular basis. The distributor gives us a check. It does really well. It's got a very high rating. I've got a couple other movies on Amazon Prime, too, so...
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. And you've been a filmmaker for a very long time, is that right? What are some of the other things that people could find of yours?
Well, we started back in the Liberty Movement with Tea Party Movie. It's a documentary about the rise of the Tea Party Movement. It follows five activists off the couch into activism, arriving at the National Mall for the 9/12 March on Washington back in 2012. And then we have Runaway Slave with Reverend C.L. Bryant. It's a story of black conservatives. We did that back during the Obama administration. Features Andrew Breitbart, Glenn Beck, and dozens and dozens of other people. So
Runaway Slave, what does that what's that name suggest? Because, I mean, obviously, being a black conservative is difficult.
Yeah. We got Thomas Sowell, Alveda King, Star Parker, Herman Cain. I mean, there's a lot of black conservatives in it. It's basically the story of black conservatives in 2012, which hasn't changed much since then. But it follows a journey along a new underground railroad. This pastor, who's a former NAACP chapter president named C.L. Bryant, who's pretty famous in conservative movie circles. He's got his own blog and all. CL goes on this journey to discover, you know, this new underground railroad of freedom away from the entitlement mindset of big government and how big government is enslaving the mind of a whole generation of people. And we talk about Roe versus Wade. We talk about heavy-duty issues, you know, as well, that affect the black community. So it's a great documentary, award-winning. It's got 400, it's on Amazon Prime. It's got like 500 comments. They're all like 4.5 stars.
Is there one website that you could send people to for sort of a clearinghouse for all your work?
Sure. Groundfloorvideo.com. Groundfloorvideo.com. We also have lots of documentaries on YouTube. We've got one about the border, where we traveled along the border. And that's featuring Nick Searcy. Actor Nick Searcy hosts that. We've got one on Obamacare, right? We have one on socialism.
Groundfloorvideo.com?
Correct. Groundfloorvideo.com.
Thank you.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
All right, another edition of the Edgington Post here at Freedom Fest. It's Mark Edge here for Free Talk Live, doing an interview with Doug Kirkpatrick from the Self-Management Collaborative. Doug, it seems like you've been involved in it's a real innovation in the area of management, human management inside of work areas. And some company that I know I've heard of, but I can't tell you why, Morningstar.
Yeah, definitely involved with Morningstar. I was their financial controller when Morningstar started its first construction of tomato processing factory in 1990, 32 years ago. And we're in construction working out of a little tiny farmhouse on a dusty canal bank in Northern California. And one day our entrepreneur founder, Chris Roofer, came into the farmhouse and said, let's have a meeting of colleagues and talk about governance, how we're going to organize this thing. So at the time, we had about 24 colleagues. Most of them were technicians. I was a financial controller. And we met in a little double-wide trailer out on the job site in the evening. And Chris handed out a document called the Morningstar Team Principles. And in the document, he proposed organizing around two core principles. Number one, people shouldn't use force or coercion against other people. And number two, people should keep the commitments they make to other people.
This sounds remarkably like libertarianism in a nutshell.
Well, it certainly does. And if you think about it, it's the principle of all law everywhere in the world. All laws against assault, battery, theft, burglary, kidnapping, murder, and all the rest undergird the principle of not using force. And contract law, civil law, would mean nothing if people didn't keep their commitments. So absolutely the basis of civilized work everywhere in the world.
What I found is in many cases, with employees and people that you do business with, is that obviously there's not a lot of violence going on in the work. workplace, although a workplace at one point in human history had a lot, had a great deal. I mean, you know, employees were beaten and slaves were beaten and these sorts of things. But almost it seems like that has been done away with. But it seems like as a result, or, you know, completely independently, employees, contractors, a variety of people, they don't do what they say they're going to do.
Yeah, commitment making and commitment keeping is serious business. Commitments are promises. They're bold promises of intent. And to break a commitment is a big deal, and it's certainly not okay. In the Morningstar workplace, it's absolutely not okay, because it's the core principle of how work gets done. Work is essentially formed of commitments. Commitments are the atoms of work. They're the molecules of work. They're how things get done. And the flow of commitments back and forth is how actions get accomplished in the workplace.
But how does an employer or somebody who's getting some work done in their house, and any variety of people, how do you hold somebody to their commitments? What are the techniques? What's the verbiage that one uses? How do you do this? Because I imagine that's what the innovation is.
Right. So commitments are structured. We look at great thinkers like Fernando Flores. He was Chile's youngest finance minister in the early 1970s when his presidente was overthrown in a bloody coup and he went to prison for several years, studied computers and studied language. So when he came out, he wrote a book called Understanding Computers and Cognition, which some consider the Bible of artificial intelligence. But he also studied commitment making and commitment keeping. He learned that commitments have structure. They began with a promise or an offer, and they result in an agreement, a negotiation for conditions of satisfaction. What is the definition of done? An ultimate agreement. The performer goes off and performs, delivers the result. The person to whom the promise was made gets to review the results and accept them. And at that point, the loop is closed, and you go on to the next commitment. So commitments are serious business. They have structure. They have a life cycle. And the way we hold people accountable is that we don't ask people why they didn't keep a commitment. We don't ask for excuses. We ask people why they didn't tell us they couldn't keep the commitment so it could be renegotiated.
Right. So in a lot of cases, I think people aren't used to this kind of interaction. You know, it's excuses are, it seems, fundamental to what we do in business. And excuses don't pay the bill. They don't keep the lights on. They're you know, frankly, I don't care why you didn't produce what it is that you I don't hate you, and I don't think you're a lesser human being. What I want from you is to do what you said you're going to do, or set me free so I can go find somebody who can. And it seems like we avoid those kind of conversations dramatically, because for whatever reason, being wrong is maybe we're evolved that being wrong is terrible. It means we get kicked out of the tribe or something.
Yeah, and avoiding those conversations comes at a great, great cost, because these conversations should be held at the level of trust. Fred Kaufman wrote a book, Conscious Business, and these conversations too often take place at the level of transaction. Why didn't you keep the commitment? Then you listen to a litany, a list of excuses, and then you decide which ones make sense, and nothing gets resolved. But if you ask the question, well, why didn't you tell me you couldn't keep this commitment, that suddenly freezes the conversation and elevates it to a level of trust. And if it happens more than once, then the conversation becomes, how can I trust you in this environment?
Yeah, that's fascinating. And I think that may be the innovation. This is why didn't you tell me elevates the conversation to trust. And everybody wants to be trustworthy. And it's not even that hard to say, look, I'm not going to be able to meet my commitment. In a day of cell phones and texting and things like that, you can say, hey, look, that 11 o'clock meeting we had, traffic's bad, I had to get a cup of coffee, the girlfriend hit me over the head with a frying pan, whatever it is, I'll be there at noon 30 rather than 11 o'clock. At the very least, we've started a conversation about what's going on, and I don't have to sit there waiting for you to show up.
Absolutely, and these conversations for action, which is Fernando Flores' term, can change the entire workplace culture and environment, how work gets done by and between individuals in the workplace. It's a huge elevator of high performance and high integrity.
Mm. So where does, I think this is for everybody, because everybody's an employer, everybody's an employee, ultimately. I mean, I'm not using the legal term employer and the legal term employee, but relationships have to do with transmitting value and setting expectations, and that's what we're coming down with. So I'd say this is for everybody to understand, but fundamentally, you know, let's just leave it to business owners. Where can business owners and people find out more about this? Because, I mean, I want to dig into what you've had to say, and I know that I'm not going to be able to do it in 10 minutes.
Well, a couple of places. Number one, they can go to my website, DougKirkpatrick.com, fill out the contact form, or go to the selfmanagementcollective.org, and they can take a survey and find out the current state of their own organization and the degree to which it's subject and open to change.
So that's Doug Kirkpatrick, Self Management Collaborative.
Two websites. The first one, DougKirkpatrick.com, my personal website, which has a contact form, or they could go to selfmanagementcollective.org.
So I'm seeing collaborative on your card here. Is it collective or collaborative?
I'm sorry, collaborative.org.
So selfmanagementcollaborative.org. I think this is fascinating stuff, Doug. And I think that, have you, what do you guys do when you find somebody that needs your help?
Have a deep conversation about the needs, desires, and intent for change. And then we have a program that we can co-create with leaders to help them put them into a networked mindset as opposed to a hierarchical bureaucratic mindset, and help them figure out how to transition from one state to another and create a dynamic networked organization that's much more conducive to solving the complex problems of today.
Right, so what you basically do is you run a consulting organization that helps business owners move into modern management, because I can tell you, nobody tells you this stuff in school. I mean, even in business school, this isn't what management is taught as, but this is what it is, because you're dealing with human beings, and this is the psychology of management and how to be successful, and I think you've cracked the code.
Yeah, and business schools, quite frankly, for the most part, are invested in traditional management, figuring out how to help students learn how to climb the career ladder of a traditional management organization, acquire greater status and titles and perks and power and all the rest, and rise and develop. But in a self-managed organization, it's much more of a networked mindset. It's a mindset that breaks the parameters of traditional bureaucracy, which is really not capable of handling the complex problems of today.
So do you find that there's some employees that just aren't cut out for this kind of management?
Well, some employees may not gravitate toward a self-managed organization, primarily because there's no place to hide, because people are making commitments, and they are accountable for the commitments and will be held accountable to those. However, it's a voluntary association, and so if two people in a self-managed organization decide to create a tiny hierarchy because one prefers to be told what to do, that's perfectly okay. It's because of the voluntariness of the association.
It's DougKirkpatrick.com, selfmanagementcollaborative.org.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.